unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Won't you say, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Well, let him know, for he is good. Yes, he is good. All the time, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you are a good, good God. We thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are, and you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Lift up your voice and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. Yes, we do. We worship you. Here on the TMC call, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. And you are good all the time and all the time. You are good. You are good when? All the time and all the time, you are good. He's good. You are good. When? All the time and all the time, the Lord is good. He is good all the time and all the time. He is good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are, for who you are, for who you are, and you are good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you are good, hallelujah, and all the time you are good, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. This morning we just came to say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, for keeping me. You've been my all. You hear our call. We love you. We bless you, Lord. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Every day you have been, you've been so good. You've been so good. And we just want to thank you. We just just want to praise you. We just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, as you go through your day today, just simply say, thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. 25 times, thank you, Lord. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I am here. Thank you, Psalmist Stephanie, for that precious time of worship this morning. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. And I am Minister Simone, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings on this seventh day of our fast. On October 25th, 2010, over 11 and a half years ago, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference Psalms 88 and verse 13, but to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Ruth did this morning, or as a psalmist, as Minister Tiffany, or as a host such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Fridays, we take, for the second half of our program, we take a request for praise report and prayer request. What brought us together was this phenomenal company, Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Alion family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Live. Mondays. The morning, motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. The bypass number to Devin is 716-293-9707. Today is Inspirational Monday, and our host and speaker will be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Right after this morning call this morning. Now, our speaker for today, wow, incredible speaker. She is an electrical engineer, a mentor, a mother, and most of all, a author. That speaker this morning really needs no introduction, but her name is Prophet Kai Brown. Before I introduce her, let us pray over our praise report and our prayer request. Today is a beautiful day. May God take care of all our needs. Touch your lives with contentment bless your hearts with love and faith. Comfort your soul with gladness and inner peace. Grant you good health, lasting comfort, and relief from the burdens of life. God is good all the time. Father God, bless our two co-founders as well, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, Father God, for giving us this platform to express ourselves, Father. Watch over our TMC family as well. Bless us all, we pray. I ask all these mercies and more. In your name's sake, amen, amen. Prophet Kai, are you there, please?
I am here. Thank you so much, Minister Simone, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit. We are going to jump right into the Word. We are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. When I was last before you a couple of weeks ago, we were in the midst of the assignment is forgiveness. And we talked about forgiveness in general. We were just doing a broad brush of what forgiveness was, you know, what forgiveness meant for us spiritually and what forgiveness looked like from a 30,000-foot perspective. And we just, you know, stayed very general. But today, we are going to take a deeper dive into what forgiveness really is. And then we're going to break it down into the three parts of forgiveness. And what I mean by, he's like, what do you mean by the three parts of forgiveness? Forgiveness from what? God's forgiveness of man, man's forgiveness of ourselves, and man's forgiveness of each other. So those are going to be the three areas of forgiveness we look at. God's forgiveness of man, our forgiveness of ourselves, and man's forgiveness of one another. Those are the three aspects of forgiveness we are going to touch on as we look at Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. So we're going to break it down into one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. And, of course, we're going to first look at God's forgiveness of man, because we've really got to look at God forgiving us before we can look at any other part of forgiveness. Because if God had not first forgiven that original sin, that is Adam and Eve breaking the ultimate, that original sin, them breaking that first relationship that we had with God. If he had not ultimately forgiven that, where would we be? If God had not first cast that sin into the sea of forgetfulness, where would we truly be? What would forgiveness really look like? What would forgiveness be, right? We wouldn't be able to forgive ourselves. We wouldn't be able to forgive each other. So we're going to start, of course, as I generally always do, we're going to start with a recap, and, of course, that would be with a definition. So forgiveness, according to the Bible, is correctly understood as God's promise not to count our sin against us. Merriam-Webster's definition defines forgive as to give up resentment of a claim of requital. So that is to forgive, that is to give up a claim of resentment towards one another. So that means to give up the right to be mad at someone else.
or to be mad at a thing. And we look at 1 John 1:8-9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we are faithful and just. I'm sorry, let me read that again. If he confess, and the second part, that verse 9, if we confess, we got to do our part. We've got to go to him and open our mouth and open our heart and confess our sin. He, God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us. He will wash us white as snow. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will purify us from all unrighteousness. And see, that right there should be enough to make us shout, enough to make us thankful, enough for us to release the gratitude that is within us, enough for us to be grateful as we are walking out this fast of gratitude, as we are in day 7 of this fast of gratitude. See, that alone is enough for us to be grateful. See, Jesus went to the cross for us. Simply that right there is enough for us to be grateful, for us to walk out this 10-day fast, our corporate fast, in gratitude, because he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, we have to make a choice to confess our sins so that God can forgive us. Psalms 32:5 says, then I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. The only God can forgive us our sin. See, we have to make a choice, though. We have to do our part for God to be able to do his. We have to make a decision to acknowledge that we are fallen, that all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. We have to take that sin, that unrighteousness, that guiltiness, that fallen nature of ours, and place it at the feet of God so that he can forgive us our sin. But we have to admit that we need that forgiveness, that we need that redemption through the blood. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. But are we willing to admit we need his forgiveness? Are we in a place where we're willing to count it all joy, understanding the assignment? The assignment is forgiveness. Are we willing to admit we need God's forgiveness? Are we willing to submit and understand that we need that forgiveness? Are we willing to say, Daddy God, we need that forgiveness? Are we willing to surrender? Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people, see, we've got to be in that place of surrender and submission, because only if we are See, because the word says, if my people who are called by my name. It doesn't say when my people. It says if my people. See, we've got to be willing. See, it says willing and obedient. See that word if means we have to have surrendered to the point to be willing to do what God needs us to do. So it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them their sins and will heal their land. See, but we've got to be that if people, we've got to be in a place where we've surrendered unto him. See, forgiveness comes with a price, and are we willing to pay that price? See, we're always willing to receive all that God has to offer us. But are we willing to do what needs to be done to receive what he has for us? See, we're always willing to get the gift, but are we willing to pay the price? Are we willing to count the cost? Are we willing to put in the work to receive what God has? If my people, see, there's a price involved. But are we willing to pay it? Are we willing to count the cost? Are we willing to count it all joy? See, the assignment means there is work to be done. See, sometimes we just want to sit around and reap the benefits without doing the work. But there's work to be done. See, this gratitude fast means we've got to put in the work. It means it's going to cost us something. But I don't know about you. I want everything God has for me. And if that means I've got to do some work to get it done, then that means I've got to do some work to get it done. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. See, that's a part of the work. We've got to humble ourselves. We've got to submit ourselves. We've got to pray and seek his face. See, that's a part of the work that's got to be done. So see, there's a process in this thing. First, we've got to be willing to be called by his name. Then we've got to humble ourselves and submit to the process. Then we've got to pray and seek his face. Then we've got to turn from our wicked ways. Then and only then will he hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. See, we've got some work to do. But are we willing to do the work, to receive all God has for us? See, he never said that this thing was going to be easy and that it was never going to cost us anything. Look at what it cost Jesus to put us in position to be able to be returned to right relationship with God. We should be grateful. Our gratitude should be oozing from every pore in our body. Because look at what it cost him to put us in this position. And every day he is at the right hand of God petitioning for us. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. God has forgiven us. Psalms 103:10-14. He does not treat us as our sin deserves or repay us according to our iniquities. We're going to stop right there for a minute. I thought I was just going to walk right over that. We're going to stop right there. We're going to stop on verse 10 for just a minute. He does not treat us as our sin deserves or repay us according to our iniquity. That's enough right there for our gratitude to be exuded through every pore in our bodies. Because imagine if God treated us as our sin deserves or repaid us according to our iniquity. Where would each and every one of us be? I ask myself that every day. What if he treated me as my sin deserves? What if I took every stripe for my own sin? What if I got beaten and bruised for my own iniquity? But instead, Jesus took that beating for me. For me, I make that personal. He bore my stripes. He went to the cross for my sin. What if I was repaid according to my iniquity? What if I had to take that on? But instead, Jesus bore that for us. He bore that for God. So for that, I am grateful. So as you continue and you walk out the rest of this gratitude fast, think about that daily. He took on what each and every one of us deserve for our sin. He took on that repayment according to our iniquity. So as you read Psalms 10, as you read Psalms 103:10-14, think about that. So as we continue with Psalms 103:10-14, he does not treat us as our sin deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as heaven are above earth, the earth, so great is his love for us. Let's start that again. My God. For he does not treat us as our sin deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. That is how far he has removed our sin from us. That is how far he has cast our sin from the east to the west. That is how far he has removed our sin from us. That is how much he loves us. Think about that. He has cast our sin that far from us. That is how much our Father loves us. He's a good, good father. And he does not hold our sins against us if we confess our sins to him. Hebrews 10:17 says, then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. Hebrews 8:12, for I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. For he's a good, good father. Isaiah 43:25, I, even I am he who blots out your transgression for my own sake, and I remember your sins no more. We are talking about count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness, and we are talking about a God who forgives our sins. 1 John 2:12, I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. See, we serve a God who is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. If we confess them to him, he is faithful and just . But we have to make a choice. We have to choose to confess them. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will hear their land. See, there is a process of preparation. We've got to do our part. We've got to choose to be called by his name. We've then got to humble ourselves and pray. Then we've got to seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. See, we've got to do our part. Are we willing to do our part? So when I come before you again, I will continue this message. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiven. Back to you, Minister Simone.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. Powerful message this morning there again. You've done it again. Count it all joy, understanding God's forgiveness of our sins if we confess them to him. Amen, amen. Let us pray over our prayer request and praise report, and then I'll call you back, Prophet Kai, to give us our benediction. Awesome God, we come to you with one thing to say. Thank you, Abba Father, for all you have given to us, for our beautiful life, our family, and our friends. Thank you for the blessings you've given that we've deserved, for the protection your hands provide, for the forgiveness you offer day after day, Lord. Lord, you took our sins and our shame. You took our sickness and healed all our pain. You took our darkness and gave us your light. Father, thank you for all you've done in our lives and for the blessings that we cannot see. Thank you, dear Lord, for this platform that you've given to us, or to me, dear Lord, so we can all express ourselves. Thank you again, dear Lord, for Dr. Pecola Roberts, dear Father God, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for extending this platform to me and to all of us, dear Lord, on the TMC family. Thank you for this precious day, our seventh day of our fast, our corporate fast, Father God. I ask all these mercies and more, dear Lord. Bless us this day as we continue on the rest of our day. In your name's sake, I pray. Amen. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. And the PID number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call, again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. 1525, and the PIN number is 294617 pound, and that's following this call. Thanks again, Psalmist Tiffany, for that wonderful, those precious songs of praise this morning. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us this morning with such Jesus joy this morning. And thank you again, Prophet Kai, for that powerful and wonderful message this morning. Would you please come back in and give us the benediction? Thank you.
And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Simone, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you just continue to do for us and through us. Lord, we know that as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, Lord, we just want to continue to glorify you in all that we do, say, think, and walk out. Father, we love you and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.